talk about crypto. We have to talk about Bitcoin. Think of that. It's already bigger than ExxonMobil. Soon it will be surpassing the entire market cap of silver. It's not bad. You need a thing called electricity. We will be creating so much electricity that you'll be saying, please, please, President, we don't want any more electricity. We can't stand it. You'll be begging me, no more electricity, sir. We have enough. We have enough. Bitcoin is going to the moon, as we say, it's going to the moon.
And that's only the beginning. Over 5 years, the United States will assemble 1 million Bitcoin, 5% of the world supply.
Bitcoin stands for freedom, sovereignty, and independence from government, coercion, and control.
How in the world did we get here?
I learned about Bitcoin from my daughter and my now son-in-law. Went down the rabbit hole, learned a lot about Bitcoin, and then when I came back to the U.S. Senate.
The reason I've come to address the Bitcoin community today can be summed up in two very simple words.
Funny internet money.
America's destiny is to lead our rivals in everything and to surrender our industries to no one. Please say thank you, President Trump. Thank you very much. Never sell your Bitcoin.
There is no second best.
I will fire Gary Gensler.
Fraudsters. Fraudsters. Scam artists. Ponzi schemes. Hucksters. Fraudsters. Ponzi schemes.
I didn't know he was that unpopular. Well, I didn't know he was that unpopular. Let me say it again. On day one, I will fire Gary Gensler. Whoa. Taking office, I will immediately appoint a Bitcoin and crypto presidential advisory council. Self-custody. Self-custody. Would anybody like to be on that particular council? Please raise your hand.